to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Wow, episode 99, man.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know, right? Talk about craziness. We have made it all the way to 99 episodes. So, ooh. Hey, everyone. How what?
Ready for tonight's show? How about your diodes, you guys?
Well, Betty, my diodes are ready too. They are fully primed and flushed.
That's good, because mine apparently need some work right now.
Cueing Betty.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzy for tonight's episode 99 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Getting ready to roll over the odometer. From Monday at the Allstate Arena. Oops. Oh, wrong game. August 14th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Betty's sounding a little choppy, but it might be an issue again. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see how we go. We may have to do a switchover during break. But let's go on with the weather.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it,
there
Anthony.
You go. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 88 degrees with a humidity.
It's not?
No, it's not. Well, it is now, but if you're any later than now, it's not going to be very accurate. Especially like tomorrow or maybe even like 3 months from now. Humidity is 63%. We have a heat index of 97 degrees at 8 o'clock at night, which is just absolutely ridiculous. The dew point is 74. Visibility is 10 miles. And tonight, Monday night, we'll have a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms throughout the evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 80 degrees. 30% chance of scattered showers and storms on Tuesday late in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high near 92. Overnight Tuesday will be 30% chance of scattered showers and storms in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 80. Wednesday a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms in the late morning, then will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. It's still going to be hot, folks. Overnight on Wednesday, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 9 in the evening, partly cloudy with low around 80 degrees. That is your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, John.
Hey, thanks, Betty. Wow, Anthony. Well, listen, August really is turning out to be a real dud in the hot weather department over here in Chicago.
Ooh.
But I'm not complaining. Remember, folks, if you're listening to my forecast on a recast, this weather is history.
And now, from KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport,
it's currently mostly cloudy at 82 degrees. The dew point is at 62 degrees, and the humidity is at 51%. The winds are out of the west at 9 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect Anthony to be typing things.
Me? Why would I type things in the schedule? You were reading it. I would never do anything like that.
On the night of this broadcast, we can expect a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 69. On Tuesday, dancing donuts. Partly sunny with a high near 76. On Tuesday night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 68 degrees. On Wednesday, happy Chicagoans can expect a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny otherwise with a high near 81. Angry, rude, and cheap-ass Chicagoans can go suck it. Wednesday night, expect showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 7 p.m. Then showers and thunderstorms likely after 7 p.m. Which will then be mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Well, it looks like we can expect a pleasant weekend with temperatures around the upper 70s. To low 80s with clear to partly sunny skies. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to
celebrating early.
You have to hear on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CP, your news hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Buddy, 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 buddy out.
So, hey, everybody, you know, Anthony, I was just making a little change, by the way, in the script.
Are you now?
Yeah, I figure we're always pretty far in advance with the weather now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So plug-in can happen at 6 minutes and 50 seconds after show start.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. We can work with that. So that means the TP segment would be starting at
roughly 7:45.
Okay.
Or 7:35.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. When did we just finish?
Around 7:35, 40.
Do we know anything about what's going on right now?
Yes, we do. We can make judgments based on time clicks and second intervals and all that good stuff.
Fair enough. I got one.
You know, in a way, it's better than what the fuck happened in Charlotte, right?
Oh my God, right? Jesus Christ. People,
what the hell is going
crazy
on in this fucking country? What's wrong with people?
People have just lost their shit. That's the only conclusion I can come to, is people have just absolutely lost their shit. But yeah, no, I'm totally, you know, I saw that, and that was, I was just like, and then of course now it's kind of, it's already hit like the bottom of the news cycle, and it's on its way out. It's that quick. It's that freaking quick. I actually had to, I was just curious in Google trending. You know, I looked at the Google trends, and I'm like, it was the day after. It was yesterday, I believe. Because when it happened on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So it was on Sunday, and it was like 3 pages down in Google Trends already. Yeah. And I'm like, really, really, something like this is already 3 pages down. This is ridiculous. But everyone was interested in the friggin' World Cup. But I'm gonna bitch about that later. But I'm gonna bitch about it now too. That friggin' World Cup. So okay. Anyway, go on, Joe. What's your talking point segment?
My talking point segment is what the fuck Trump with his fire and fury rhetoric.
Oh, right.
we don't need another well, we never had a nuclear war, but we don't need one to start anytime soon. Mm-mm. We'd like to stay living for a long time so we can enjoy crazy news that Giampa Radio and the Joe Anthony Show provide to you.
It's very important.
Soon after we discuss with our news and editorial and legal teams, we might be providing some very, very interesting sexual news, especially in the Joe section. Yes, I have a really crazy news story that I'm going to have in my winning newsletter, I think.
Oh my goodness. I'm a little frightened, but.
But hey, you know what? If you've got something you want to say on our show,
yes,
or you got an idea for us, give us a call at the studios, and you can reach us. You can reach us a few ways, but the primary is give us a call. It's 813-327-8566. Betty will guide you through the process. She'll cue you up. Anthony and I will be ding-a-ling-ing in our ears, and we'll put you on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's... I like this next topic that you've got in here.
You like the expensive people furniture topic?
Yeah. You know, anytime expensive people are involved in any kind of topic, it's always humorous. Because it just goes to show how obsessed people are.
Well, it was a very interesting experience. We wandered over to an inexpensive people furniture store on Saturday. And I'll just leave it at that. I won't say names or anything like that. So we wandered over, and it was a very interesting place. My husband and I were both a little startled on the lack of color.
The lack of color?
Yes, almost everything. If it wasn't like a brown leather sofa, which there were very far and few, everything was mostly a shade of gray or black.
Well, that
the chandeliers were probably the most colorful thing in the four stories of furniture.
Well, that reflects the mood of people.
I don't know what. Clearly gray is the end color, but I liked some of the furniture. Not all of it really kind of spoke to me, but I'm like, okay, it's, you know, not for everybody.
Was it comfortable, or was it kind of like just for show?
Some of it was comfortable. Some of it was not very comfortable. Some of it was confusing in its appropriated use, I guess one would say. Like, for example, this sofa. I guess they call it a cloud sofa or something like that. And it's comfortable, but it's not the type of sofa that you, like, entertaining guests sit on. Like, if you're having, like, a lot of people over or something like that. Because it's a very deep sofa. Like, if I sat all the way back to the back of the sofa, my legs were, like, dangling off the end. It's a good sofa to, like, take off your shoes and just kind of stretch out and even sleep on the damn thing. But, yeah, it definitely wasn't something like, you know, if mom stopped by to, like, you know, drop off a casserole and bullshit for a while, that she's going to be very comfortable sitting on that.
Is it like a chaise lounge kind of thing?
The whole sofa was like that. A lot of their sofas were like that. A lot of their sofas were very deep.
Oh.
Yes. Ew. Yeah, so.
Deep sofas.
Do
you have a deep sofa story? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Apparently somebody has a deep... a deep sofa story. Wow, that's amazing. Caller, you are on the air. Oh,
I'm sorry. I think I fell asleep on that sofa.
Oh, they see. There you go.
Hello, caller.
But you know what? I'm glad that you shortened that weather section. That is, I don't think, kind of useless, because everybody knows Florida is hot as fuck, and Chicago is either cold or hot.
Well, Florida isn't always hot as fuck, because believe it or not, it's actually quite enjoyable here between late September and March, April. There you go again. I think we have a hostile caller.
Hang up.
So what's the caller?
Yeah, I know. Florida is kind of hot in some places and nice in others. But
it's hot as balls right now, though. Oh my goodness!
You get
ball sweat on your forehead. It's that hot out. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
Out of your hair, huh?
And your hair, yeah. And it's like if you walk out, it's kind of funny. Imagine like walking into or walking through a swimming pool. Fully clothed. And it's like walking. It's like you open the garage door in the morning and you walk out to the world and you're like, oh, humidity. There you are.
Yeah. My brother lives in Florida. When I was there, I was either out in the swimming pool or inside with the air conditioner on.
That's generally how it works in the summertime. It's ridiculous.
Did you feel the sole of your shoes melt when you walk on the pavement? You can actually hear it.
Oh, yeah, and the car. You can't get in the car. You have to open the doors and let the heat escape from the car. Because you can't leave the windows open and you can't leave the sunroof open because it rains.
Yep.
It rains at least once or twice in the middle of the day. So if you leave anything open, you're going to have a wet car. And that happened to me. So you have to keep everything closed. You put these like reflective sun visors in the windshield. You like, you know, you put all this you do all this shit and still you open the car door and you could swear you could bake a cake in the damn thing. It's like this like
donut.
Backdraft, like whoosh of heat that just comes out of the car.
Yeah,
it's like an
it's
oven.
A donut on the driver's seat or the passenger seat.
Oh yeah,
don't burn your ass.
Don't get leather seats in Florida. Don't ever. I have that mistake, and don't ever own leather seats in the state of Florida in a car. You will regret it every
you know, like
single
that
day.
Ripping, like, skin from me.
Oh my god, I can never wear shorts. your ass just gets set on fire. Your legs will stick to the damn thing.
First degree burns.
Oh yeah, you can get. Oh my goodness, totally. Just singe. You know, you could cook breakfast. You know. In the afternoon, just fry an egg on the driver's side.
You can't leave your weed in the car because it'll dry up.
Yeah, it will, totally. And then your car will stink all dank and shit. You walk past it. What smells like a pot field? That car parked over there three blocks away.
Yeah, how are you going to explain that to the officer?
Like, exactly. That's not my car.
I wasn't here. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I'm good.
Yeah.
How are you? What's new in your
world? Well, reading the crazy news, I'm trying to filter out some of the bullshit, but it's hard, you know.
There's a lot of bullshit.
All the negativity, all the crap, and staying away from it.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, you know, but unfortunately, there's also something I've kind of learned. It's like, kind of do need to keep a record of what this crazy person is doing in office so that we don't ever put this kind of office ever again.
Yeah.
But what scares me is, do you think the American people are smart enough not to do this again?
Absolutely not.
Because he still has like his cheerleaders and shit that are just like, hey, go try. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The people in denial. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the thing that you got to be careful about is to make sure that he's not dismantling things that, you know, who knows? One day we may all of a sudden discover, oh, geez, he can now run for a third term. He somehow magically got that removed from the Constitution.
And he just mentioned 8 years today on a press conference. So he's planning to go again for election.
Well, yeah, and that really, that's what's going to really tell us if we're still around, or if we are just really that stupid that we just continue to do it again.
He got his finger on the trigger. Either the Third World War is coming before the next election.
Oh, I hope not. I hope.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
Know,
just
I
when
know.
I get a possible upgrade on my position at work, and it's like, oh, this shit,
really, life just started getting good.
It's
no,
like,
I hear
now,
Well, that's okay. You can come live in Chicago because I think Chicago is going to be kind of left out of all this. I have a feeling.
Yeah. No,
the funny thing, I
see. Yeah, the place to go.
The funny thing is
in Australia,
and even like I'm kind of in a good position myself because we're pretty much really far southeast. We're really far. We're like the furthest point away from them almost.
I was reading that Australia is a place to be either after an atomic event.
Yeah.
But if the the radiation doesn't kill you, the fauna there will.
Oh yeah, right. Tell me about it.
Coconut crab is gonna.
Oh my god! Right.
they cut your vein or a Scorpio or one of those.
Goal to have sex on Tasmania Island.
With the Tasmanian, with anything. Where do the parameters for this exist?
Oh my goodness!
Oh,
one of
well.
Those native Australian, huh, Joey?
Tasmanian.
Oh my!
And native.
What else is going on in your world?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Yeah, cool. Joe was getting a little choppy for a moment there.
I mentioned Aboriginal Australian. He just I think he fainted
too. He's just blaming it on Comcast. So I think
so. Yeah, they suck.
They do. They really do, unfortunately. But
and Yahoo too.
And Yahoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yahoo too. I don't know. He's pointing. He's got the camera pointed at the screen. Yeah, I know. I got a few yellow bars myself. I see that. Yeah, it's very good. I see myself now too. Hi me. Caller, thank you for calling.
I have an Australian friend.
You have an Australian friend? Where's your Australian friend at? Are they in Australia?
I'll send you guys a picture so you can figure it out.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, thank you, caller.
Calling.
All right.
And
thank you.
Yes, thank you. So, and now we are going to move ourselves on to what's new in the news, Joe?
For the news.
Ooh.
Apparently, that's what's new in the news.
Mm-mm. Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories. Because I got some stories.
You do have some stories.
Although, I'm kind of sad we didn't get to your news link.
Any news? Do you want to spin the wheel?
I kind of do.
All right, hold on. Let's wheel it back out. Yeah, we probably really should spin the wheel because,
my stories are short.
Okay, that's good. All right, so go ahead and give it a, hold on. Not yet. They gotta brace it. Okay. Roger made some changes to it.
Okay.
All right, you ready? All right, go ahead and give it a spin. Oh, wow. Holy shit. Look at that thing go.
Damn.
I told him to speed it up, but I think he kind of misunderstood. Wow.
Ooh.
Alrighty. Okay, let's see. Oh, yes. Yes, the tiny mermaid house. Somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, a tiny dock sporting a mural of a blue-tailed mermaid is floating out about 200 miles offshore, and is now considered a derelict vessel. The Coast Guard said the authorities are no longer trying to find the owner, and they won't tow it to shore. Several people reported seeing the tiny house in Key West before it apparently broke loose during a tropical storm. According to the Coast Guard news release, nobody was aboard. I had a scroll malfunction. According to the Coast Guard...
Oh my god.
The landward side features a painting of a mermaid, a sea turtle, and an octopus. Above the blue door on the end, the sign appears to include the word shed. Alright, so there we have it. There we go. Alright, now to your news.
Oh, my news.
Your news.
Oh, I'm getting messages galore here. What's going on? My phone is blowing up.
Oh my goodness!
Is there breaking news? Oh my god! It's crazy people on my screen.
What the hell is going on?
Okay, so whoopsies!
Whoopsies!
And our friend Ben Hooper at UPI.com. This is August 10th. A Nevada city council meeting was did when a woman's purse abruptly, boom, burst into flames in a moment caught on camera.
That's pretty awesome.
The Boulder City Council meeting Tuesday night shows a small explosion take place in the woman's purse as she sits behind the man addressed in the council. Boulder City Fire Chief, who regularly attends the council meetings, rushed to the woman's aid as the flame spread to her shirt. He was on fire.
He was trying to get at her boobies.
My boobies are not for sale. There was a battery malfunction in her purse that ignited her purse, the fire chief said. The woman, who sustained only minor burns and did not need to be hospitalized, said the exploded battery was the type meant to be used in an electronic cigarette or vape pen. See, folks, that shit is freaking dangerous. Well, that was exciting. The mayor quipped as the meeting resumed. Okay, that's not exactly how I would put it. I would put it as kind of terrifying.
Well,
that how many other people are having these same kind of cigarette vape pens in their own pockets or briefcases?
Could be millions, billions of people.
You know?
Yes.
But let's move on to the next story because this one's almost edible.
Okay.
But nope, I don't want it. Fruitcake is not my specialty. And this is from our friend Daniel Uria at UPI.com, August 12th. A fruitcake more than 100 years old was recently discovered in near edible condition by conservators in Antarctica. The New Zealand-based Antarctic Heritage Trust, and by the way, my wine is from New Zealand this evening. It is a delicious wine. It's also in a really colorful bottle, but it has nothing to do with this story. So they uncovered a rusted iron alloy tin in Cape Adare containing the fruitcake, which could be at least 106 years old. Conservators said the tin was in poor condition, but the paper wrapping was largely intact, and the fruitcake nearly looked and smelled edible. Ew. With just a few weeks to go on the conservation of the Cape Adare artifacts, finding such a perfectly preserved fruitcake in amongst the last handful of unidentified and severely corroded tins was quite a surprise. The trust said the fruitcake, made by Britain's Huntley and Palmer's, was a favorite treat of Robert Falkenskjold and could date back to the northern party of his Terra Nova expedition from 1910 to 1913. It's an ideal high-energy food for Antarctic conditions and is still a favorite item on modern trips to the ice. Although the cake survived the century well, a significant amount of work was required to treat the rest of the package because, you know, they still want to conserve it.
Of course, yes.
Conservation treatment included rust removal, chemical stabilization and coating of the tin remnant, deacidification of the tin label, and some physical repair to the torn paper wrapper.
Wow.
And also the tin label was carried out.
Wow.
The trust has conserved about 1,500 artifacts from Cape Adare since May of 2016 and are beginning plans to conserve buildings in the area. I think the cool thing, in my opinion, will be able to see this stuff because it'll show up in one of those Google History or Google Archive projects. It's kind of cool. They're finding this stuff.
That is quite interesting.
Google History. You know, because I'm telling you folks, before we move on to the next story, history is important because I don't think we want to repeat a lot of the same mistakes that we've done in the past.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
The first one in two times that we dropped a nuclear bomb, for instance, you know, it was, I don't know if it was right, but it certainly did end things. It ended the war.
No, it did, but I don't necessarily, that was tragic.
Now, it's a lot of words and fights and things that are just unpleasant. But you know, this next story is not unpleasant, because the more that I think about it, it's actually kind of cool. Let's cue it on.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I was kind of saying initially that this would be the most uncomfortable and dangerous studio settings ever. You know, say, for instance, what if we took our show on the road to a subway system, right?
Or that'd be
but
kind of
you know what? These are New Yorkers, and they're something else, don't you know, Anthony?
Don't you know.
Right? So by our friend Ben Hooper, this is all from also UPI.com, August 12th. A New York man is making some nighttime commutes a little more interesting by hosting a late-night talk show aboard a subway train.
Huh.
Dean Dimitrik said he boards the L train, not to be confused with the Chicago L system, but they have an actual L train. Once a month on a Saturday night with his foam core desk and a skeleton crew to record late night talk show style interviews with New Yorkers for Derailed, his YouTube talk show series. Huh. Dimitri said his unique format allows him to interview the city's everyday people. Real people can be just as interesting as celebrities. I wonder if he's ever interviewed any, like, flashers or masturbators. Anyways, he said the subway makes for a perfect talk show set. When there is noise, when there is bumping, that's part of the show, Dimitri said. You know that you are filming on the subway, and that's the part of the charm of the whole thing. And guess what, Ann? That's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on air? Ooh. I can't find my thing. Spelled with an F. Chicken exploding. 128 or 60 kilobit per second streaming experience. Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Ooh. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes if I can find the screwdriver or mouse pointer or something to change the damn car.
Blinky blink.
Clicky clicky.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Sweetie? Sweetie, enough work. Let's go for lunch. And maybe not the usual place. Magawa.
Next time, go for the real flavor of A&W Teen Burgers, fresh onion rings, A&W root beer.
It's also civilized.
When you don't want to go for the usual, go for the flavor at A&W.
Joey called this morning.
So how's Joey? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? How do we call 2,000 miles? The kids are all right?
Fine.
Sally?
Fine.
The kids are fine. Sally's fine. So why did he call?
I asked him that too.
And why are you crying?
Because Joy said I'd call. Just because I love you, Mom.
Reach out and touch someone.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznet from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. Anyway, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National DJ Day and National Creamsicle Day. Yum, but sugar rusts out my innards. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right. I need to access the database here.
And I need to build that into the script. folks, I'm eating a delicious chocolate milkshake from Burger Baron here in Chicago. If you're in my area in Chicago, you can order from them on Grubhub. They're called Burger Baron. They probably deliver pretty far, so who knows?
Burger That's pretty awesome. There you go. Okay, I think we've gotten that all out of the way. Let me find my button here. Where's the button? Ooh, that's got a tickle going on there. All right, let's start it. All right.
I like tropical music stories.
Do you like tropical music stories? You know the tropical music stories are Florida lifestyle stories.
Yes.
All these tracks kind of have their own little meanings behind them. There's a few I use with like car chases and stuff. So, but this is the Florida lifestyle. And lately I've just been doing Florida lifestyles as my first story because that's what it's all about. The TC Palm brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night of Marcos, who was living the Florida lifestyle. Marcos was out on a drunken midnight drive one night when something quite unexpected happened. His car began to ablaze, so he had to think fast and save his ride from becoming engulfed in flames. A man was asleep when he heard something, looked outside, and saw what he thought was his lawn on fire, which later turned out to be Marcos's vehicle. Yeah, right. Marcos banged on the man's front door and told him to get a water hose. When Marcos thought the man wasn't going to help him, he kicked the man's car, which wasn't the one on fire. The police were contacted. While the police officers were on their way to the fully engulfed vehicle, they got reports of shots fired at that location and a man inside the vehicle. While the vehicle was still ablaze, Marcos got into it and sped off down the road, around the block, and back to the front of the house.
What the fuck?
Damn car is on fire. Drove around the damn fucking block. Goodness. Whew. Right. He finally got out of the burning vehicle, pulled out a firearm from the back, and fired one round into the passenger door of the vehicle. So he shot his own car. Marcos was arrested and charged with firing a weapon in public and two counts of possessing a weapon or ammunition as a felon. He was booked in the St. Count Lucie jail on a bond of $70,000.
He sounds pretty dumb, and he'd probably be easy in bed.
Are we, has the full moon started affecting you, Joe?
Is there another full moon coming?
No, but there's an eclipse coming, though. Is that got you all bent out of shape?
It might be. I might be getting aligned myself. Who knows?
Watch out. All right. Let us move along here.
Yes. Oh.
More beach music.
And more fires.
Shh. Let me announce it. Hold on.
Yes, my database access to my computer.
All right. Our next story comes from the Bradenton Herald and seems to be giving us a theme tonight with people living the Florida lifestyle and burning their vehicles. Deputies found a 2016 Tahuzu scooter ablaze in the 8600 block of Blind Pass Road in St. Pete Beach. While dealing with the mysterious scooter fire, Chance walked up to law enforcement and appeared intoxicated, according to the sheriff's office. Chance then told the officers that he had crashed his scooter somewhere, got mad at it, and lit it on fire. The fire caused minor damage to two cars parked next to it. All that was left after firefighters were finished with the scooter was a scorched mess. Chance was arrested on two counts of arson and for violating his probation for cocaine possession.
Poor Chance.
He took a chance. Chance took a chance. And it did not work. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Do you have a special chance effect?
Maybe.
If you write anything.
No, I don't want the ad. Go away, ad. Here we go. Skip the ad.
There we go.
Chance took a chance. Okay, that's all we can get away with without being in copyright infringement. So let's move on.
Okay. There you go.
Woohoo! Sexy. This story I forgot to write a headline for because I was probably really, really toasted, really, really drunk. Really toasted and drunk, or God knows what. Anyway, this comes from WFTS ABC Action News. That's all I have written down for myself. Deputy spotted ants. Well, you all know what the music means anyway. You all know the Naked Florida music, so. Deputy spotted Andrew, 18, walking down the South U.S. Highway 441, completely naked after leaving the scene of a vehicular accident. Concerned for the man's well-being, a deputy started talking to him. Andrew, in all his naked glory, ignored the officer and walked to the front door of the patrol car and tried to open the driver's side door. Luckily, this was not Deputy Donut and he locked his door. The deputy placed the drunken man in handcuffs, but determined, he began kicking the rear passenger door of the car and pulling on the metal cage, causing about $1,000 in damage. Andrew was charged with one count of felony criminal mischief, property damage, and one misdemeanor count of criminal mischief. Florida Highway Patrol is conducting a separate investigation into the vehicle crash that he was originally involved in and why he was walking around naked. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo. Thanks, Betty. Thank you, everybody. It's time for Two for Monday.
Hey, you know what? Two for Monday.
Yeah, I love Two for Monday. Although, SpaceX, man, is really freaking cool. That's my first Two for Monday tonight.
Okay.
I watched them launch tonight a rocket. It was a Falcon 9 rocket, I believe. Sending a payload to the International Space Station. I think they're doing science experiments. They're actually sending a really powerful computer up to the International Space Station.
Are they sending hookers and liquor? Weed, liquor, and hoes. That's what they should be sending the International Space Station.
In powder form.
Okay, I can go with that one.
So the cool thing about this launch was the fact that the first big rocket that gets the damn thing up in the sky and into space then fell back and in a controlled fashion landed back onto property probably miles from the launch site. Completely amazing. It blew my mind.
Wow, that is mind blowing.
You know, the technology is cool. Now here's the thing though. They send the rocket off into space. The payload is off into space. It's now in orbit, but why can't they just send it directly to the damn space station? Why do they gotta send it into this crazy orbit and then let it meet up with it like a few days later? You know, don't we have technology now that can just directly maneuver it to the station?
I'm an administrator, not a not a rocket scientist. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm sure there's a scientific explanation behind it, because they wouldn't do it unless there was a reason behind it. I have a hard time believing that, because it seems like it's a waste of time. So I would imagine that there's probably some because I know re-entry, I guess re-entry has window times on when they can come in.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess we just don't have the right technology that gives us a sustained rocket pulse or some kind of impetus, if for lack of a better word, to go direct to the station, wherever it is. I guess we'll get there one day. We have to.
Maybe. I mean,
otherwise, it's going to take forever to do shit in space. Ooh, we have a caller.
We got a caller. Caller, you are on the air. I think it's Ezel. Hey! Oh! What? You gotta watch that cough, man.
Damn ditch weed! I gotta stop that shit, man. Ugh.
Yeah, you can't buy that ditch weed, Ezel. That's not good for you.
Oh man, that shit is bad news up here.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Ooh,
hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Joe! Did you get abducted by aliens?
No! I might have. Because I've got strange marks all over my body.
Well, the reason I'm asking is you sound kind of weird today. Like you were implanted with something. You know what I mean?
We've been having connection issues, so unfortunately, Joe has been sounding a little Mr. Roboto at times.
That's sad.
Oh, okay, I was wondering because he reminded me he sounded like that dude in that movie Aliens. When they smacked his head off, he was, you know, gurgling up white shit and talking funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, man, out. Okay, I was just worried Joe got abducted by aliens. Right?
No, I don't think Joe is a cyborg alien abductee. At least I hope not. But I will keep an eye on him just in case.
By illegal aliens, though, that's for sure.
Well, you better check your body for little implants in your arms and shit, man. Maybe they got you while you were sleeping. You know,
That's true. There can always be implants. Implants from the aliens.
Absolutely, man. You gotta watch out for them implants. But anyway, I just wanna tell you, man, you know what? I think the government's doing it to us. What do you think?
Doing what to us?
I believe they're doing all.
You know what I think? They're dropping stupid vapor on everybody.
Oh yeah,
you know,
no, totally.
You look up in it. Stupid. Oh man, when you look up in the sky and you see all that vapor out up there, and I'm thinking, man, they must be dropping stupid vapor, because man, everybody goddamn one stupid in this world, I swear to God.
I totally agree. Uh-oh. I absolutely agree.
An additive in gas.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what? It's okay to be stupid, but man, when you know, they get in the way of everything. Everywhere you go, some dumbass is in your way, you know what I mean? I mean, you go to the store and
you got these dumbasses
in the store that set up roadblocks, you know. I mean, we got enough roadblocks on the highway. What do you got to do with
well,
the store?
Well, you get roadblocks everywhere. You get roadblocks everywhere. Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know, and then you ask me, you say, man, can I get by here? I got to go take a shit pretty soon, so let me through. Well, yeah, they look at you like you're crazy or something. You
wow,
know?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a very good point. That's a very good point, Ezel. Yes.
All right, now you know what? You got to investigate. You guys should do some investigative reporting over there in
you need
Chiample
an investi-
land, you know.
Well, that's Chip Skipper. We need Chip Skipper.
Yes,
to Chip show Skipper. Up for that one.
Yeah.
All right, get the Skipper out there. Okay. You know, do some investigating. I think we should test that vapor in the air, man. I think they might be dropping some of that THC on everybody in mass quantities, and they just got real stupid.
You think there's like it's the chemtrails? You think it's something to do with the chemtrails?
Yeah, that's what they call it, the chemtrails.
The chemtrails, yeah.
I saw that on ABC or something, chemtrails, you know. But anyway, I just want to say I'm getting geared up for that 100th anniversary show. Man.
Oh, I know. We too. We are too. Yes. I got a little mini bottle of champagne.
I got my glasses and everything.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh,
You know what I got out of the old cabinet today? I got my welding helmet out today.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm going to go look at that sun with the welding helmet.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I think I can get by because you know they're telling you, hey, make a little box with a pinhole and shit. I want to see the real thing. Man, I don't want to be looking inside no box with a pinhole. What kind of shit is that? That's not the real deal, you know.
That's very true. But we don't recommend any particular way of how to do thing, and it's your way, and I,
oh,
God
not,
bless, go enjoy.
Enjoy
the Izo way. Yes.
Yeah, do it the easy way. If you have to wear bifocals the rest of your life, then
depending on where you're at, you know, if you're towards that end of the road thing, then fuck it, you're gonna have to wear bifocals anyway.
But that's right. You know, that's what I'm talking about. When you get near the end, shit is, you know, you don't give a fuck anymore. That's like me. I don't give a shit about nothing anymore. Yeah, I'm gonna get that welding helmet on. I'm gonna look at that little bitch. I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, I was gonna say, shoot us some pictures. That'd be awesome.
You'd
be great press. We'll give you full credit and everything.
All right, then I'll send you a picture with my bifocals on.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now, you better guys better work on Joe's microphone or something, man. He's scaring me.
We think Betty might have been fiddling with things too. We're not sure, but yeah, something has run amok lately.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you guys. When I get down to Florida, when the snow starts flying up here in Armpit America, I'm going to come down to Florida. You can hire me as a technician.
Okay. We can try that.
I can get a job as a technician. I'll handle Betty my own way.
Run a dedicated line from Chicago to Tampa.
There you go. I'll take care of this. All right, boys, I got to go. I'll see you later.
All right, take it easy.
Have a good one.
You
I'll
too.
See you at the 100th show, man.
All right, we'll be around. Hopefully.
Century. We'll see you
one
later.
One century. All right.
Bye. Thanks, Giselle. That was awesome.
There we go. That was absolutely wonderful.
Always good for entertainment and information.
Yes, and you know we've been repeating the exact same track over and over again. Let's move on to the.
I'm alternating between wine and chocolate shake.
So, I went on Sunday because I try to do most of my script writing on Sunday because I have to work on Monday morning.
You have to work on Monday morning.
I have to work on Monday morning, so I don't get a chance. Well, no, it's fine. I don't get a chance to really do any script work on Mondays because I work. On Sunday, everything was all about the World Cup.
World Cup? What is that? Is that soccer?
I believe it is soccer. Yes.
Is World Cup now in Tampa? Is that the thing? Because it was all the rage when it was here in Chicago.
Soccer has come to Tampa.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Yes. I don't mind it so much because it brought out a lot of hot people.
A lot of hot people.
Yes.
All right. Well, that works.
And a lot of really good sports people and a lot of really good people.
A lot of good people.
When events like this come to our city because it brings a lot of people.
Well, we like a lot of people, yes. I don't know if I like a lot of people in Tampa, though. Because Tampa's not really designed to handle the people that it has.
It's not. And it has no good public. It has that rinky-dink stupid trolley.
If you even... The trolley, covers, maybe a fraction of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I think the Cockknockers beat the West Titty Slappers.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Cockknockers beat the West Titty Slappers.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So are you ready for episode 100?
Wow, I think I am. As I told Ezel, I've got a little mini bottle of champagne that I'm going to pop open.
Nice.
Pop it open, do a little celebration.
I'm sure I'll figure something out. I'll somehow manage a spirit of something.
That is totally up to you.
Wine, perhaps.
Wine.
This is really good wine.
Do they not sell the little bottles of champagne with the bottles of wine?
No.
It's no, you don't get those? Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, not at my 7-Eleven. I might have to go to Jewel or, or a liquor store or something like that.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, because I like it because of the little itty bitty. I'm like, oh, wow. It should be fun.
So, but I'm ready for episode 100. Betty, are you? Roger's not, however. He had an emergency situation that Anthony had no idea about while he was here masquerading as the cat litter removal circuits for the Chicago studio. And I shipped him off again, parcel post COD that we have to pay for repair. It's getting pretty annoying. He's costing us a lot of money these days, and we haven't even finished paying him off yet. Don't you say a word, Betty. We barely made one payment on you. 30 or so payments.
And we're getting a call, and we're in the wrap-up, so this is going to be interesting. All right, you're on the air. Briefly.
Yeah, this is Ezel.
Oh, hey, Ezel.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, the World Cup, that's a jackstrap that holds up the planet. You understand?
Ooh.
There you go. Jackstrap that holds up
the planet. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Take it easy. Thanks, Ezel. All right, fantastic. Okay, so where are we? Oh, so the ugly lights have come on by now. And one of those giant Florida roaches ran down the hallway again with a saddle and a vending machine on its back. I'm going to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Triumpa Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org, radioforall.net, and anywhere else on the planet. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. I'm not saying that! Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Maybe we'll get you to say it on episode 120 or something.
Like maybe I'll say it on episode 100.
There we go.
There you go. The champagne might go right to my head and I might just say it.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in your mobile, your tablet, even your silicophone to your internet radio station, which is 24 hours. Chiampa Radio, that's chiampa.com. We have the most current broadcast schedule there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Chiampa Radio and also at twitter.com/Chiampa Radio.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, 100 episodes next week if we're all still around. That will be awesome. So,
yeah, well, I guess North Korea recently, within the past day, is moving missiles in position.
Great.
So, salute your flag, folks. Is it all worth it?
My lord. That's ridiculous.
I'm meeting with a straw that really needs a spoon.
I need some chocolate on a straw too. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday without a doubt. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember folks, if you're going to set your vehicle on fire, make sure it's floating on a mermaid raft 200 miles off the coast of Florida. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for they haven't updated radioforall.net yet version of This Way Out with an S for sardonic.
Bye bye, baby, buddy, 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 out. Bye bye, baby, buddy, 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 out.
Is she in her loop?
No, she just wanted
this
to make sure.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.